MAGA marches forward as former Trump officials seek office. By Wendell Hasebo on February 23, 2021. Several former America First officials are considering bids for political office, as former President Trump will soon begin screening 2022 midterm candidates who are eager to forward MAGA policies. Formal meetings with prospects could begin as early as March, according to Breitbart News. Among those eyeing a run are Cliff Sims, the former deputy at the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, ODNI, former ambassador to Slovenia Linda Blanchard, a top Trump donor, former acting director of National Intelligence Rick Grenell, former White House spokeswoman Sarah Huckabee Sanders, former campaign advisor Katrina Pearson, and former White House aide Max Miller. Sims, according to a report, is seriously weighing a bid to replace retiring Senator Richard Shelby, RL. Sims is close with Donald Trump Jr., Ivanka Trump, and Jared Kushner. After his White House stint, he was brought on by the Republican National Committee to oversee speechwriting at the 2020 convention before moving to his post at ODNI under then-director John Ratcliffe. Blanchard, also running for Alabama's open Senate seat, got an early jump on the field, releasing a video announcement pledging she would carry on Trump's legacy. Sims and Blanchard may be joined in the Republican primary by Reps. Mo Brooks, RL, and Gary Palmer, RL, as well as businesswomen Jessica Taylor and Katie Boyd Britt. Sean Hannity and Representative Matt Gaetz, RFL, have publicly advocated for Grenell to consider a run against Governor Gavin Newsom. D. However, Grenell acknowledged on Hannity earlier in February that any Republican running for statewide office in California is going to have a very tough time. In Arkansas, Sanders is the frontrunner since launching her bid for the governor's mansion with Trump's support. That is in contrast to current Governor Asa Hutchinson, R., who is a regular critic of Trump. Strategic planning is also playing out in House races, with Pearson having been endorsed by former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin, R., to replace the late Representative Ron Wright, RTX. And former White House aide Miller is preparing a primary challenge against Representative Anthony Gonzalez, RO, who voted to impeach Trump. Trump has received dozens of requests from prospective candidates who wish to earn his support. And he is fielding them as he sees fit, rejecting meetings with former South Carolina governor and 2024 hopeful Nikki Haley and other House and Senate GOP candidates vying for his ear.